Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Appreciate you being here today.
I got a lot to be thankful for. A heck of a lot to be thankful for. It's an endless list. And really, I mean, health, family and friends, and their health, and obviously the opportunity to do what I do, but for a profession, for a living.
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, especially now I have my own kids, I have my own family. You know, I think we all have tons of stuff to be thankful for.
I'm thankful for, a lot of these receivers, the rookies that came out this year. You got Odell, obviously, a lot of people that are making a lot of plays. Sammy, Cook's hurt right now, but that's my boy. Shout out to him. But I'm grateful to be in such a great and deep wide receiver class, but also to end up on a team that's doing very well and, you know, has a great future going forward.
Well, I'm thankful I'm healthy enough to do this job. You know, this is a great privilege, and I think all of us are reminded all the time about the platform that we have and try and use it in a positive way when we're here. You represent an organization, our coaches, our families, our loved ones in the right way in this city. And then, try and lend your name or support to some amazing causes out there to try and make a difference, because this career is short-lived. Some of us have had the privilege to play longer than others, and gives us more opportunities to make a difference for some people who are probably hurting this time of year.
Just being alive, being able to play football, my parents, friends, the guys that I met on this level.
Gives everybody a day to kind of look back and reflect a little bit and realize how lucky we are, especially if you're lucky enough to play pro football. Yeah, you don't have any, shouldn't have any complaints.
I'm most thankful for a lot. I mean, my family first and foremost, all the blessings we have that we've been blessed with. I mean, the list is endless. I'm having almost a 5-year-old son now that is the center of our lives and just keeps us going and wears us out, but enjoy every moment of it.
Well, just growing up, there's something special about, for our tradition was going to my aunt's house and trying to get there early to catch the second half usually of the Detroit game, which on the West Coast was always really early. But there's just something special about back then it was just two games, so it was kind of, watch the morning game, eat a little bit, then watch the afternoon game. But it's fun to play in that Detroit game where you can, get a game in and then come back and have Thanksgiving with your loved ones.
Yeah, everything. My mom is coming. She'll be here in a few hours, too, so I'll let you know then.
All right. And like I said the other day, I apologize to any big stuffing lovers, but I'm not a big stuffing fan.
Can you engorge yourself on Thanksgiving when you know you have to practice?
No. It waits in the day, fortunately, so we got a week to burn it off.
But I'm gonna do the same thing: sit back, eat, watch football, and just relax, man. Relax with family, friends, mom and dad. Came up, wife and kids. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun.
Everybody has a place to go. I mean, that's something that we we start talking about earlier in the week, and it's part of being a good teammate.
With being such a small city and with very few friends and family members out here, we take each other under each other's wings. I know AJ and his wife have been very gracious when I first got here, and the same goes for the rookies coming in nowadays. So yeah, it's real fun to get together on these Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays, just because it's just another reason for us all to get together and spend some time outside of football.